Hi, I'm Kate Smurfit and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 13th and we start with religion. And the furore over the Archbishop of Canterbury's comments about Sharia law continues. This week he made a speech to the General Synod, who I thought was a character from Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Now it seems everyone has a view on his comments one way or another. My view is that it's pretty obvious that if both parties in a dispute agree on mediation by whatever means, be it Sharia law or an arm wrestling competition, they're well entitled to use such a means. But obviously, if you want to go to a proper court, you should be able to. I also think we should all spend a lot less time worrying what the unelected head of a jumble sale organisation with plummeting membership thinks about our lives. Surely the whole problem with Sharia law is that it imposes religious laws on people who may not want them. I not only want no part of my life governed by Muslim Sharia judges, I also want no part governed by the Church of England. Now, entertainment, and Amy Winehouse won 4 Grammys but had to perform for the ceremony from London because US immigration officials refused to give her a visa in time to travel. Now, that's fair enough, though, because remember, George Bush has a history of drug abuse, and I bet they wish they'd never let him into the country. Now, the military, and the US military, has announced it is bringing death penalty charges against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 5 other prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. These guys have apparently confessed to a huge list of crimes, including orchestrating the September the 11th attacks, the murder of Danny Pearl, the attack on the USS Cole, and the bombing of the US Embassy in Kenya, which is making me feel like I really do procrastinate too much. But then again, that's what waterboarding will do for you. They also admitted they were the illegitimate love children of Daffy Duck and Porky Pig. Now, Iraq, and a British photojournalist and his interpreter have been kidnapped. This I don't understand. The kidnappers say they want all Westerners to leave their country. But the one thing I find really makes it difficult to leave a country is being chained to the floor of a concrete bunker. Now, sport, and Steven Spielberg has withdrawn as artistic director for the 2008 Beijing Olympics over concerns that China is not doing enough to end the atrocities in Darfur. I think he should have stayed put and used the opening ceremony to make his point. You know, everyone in black and white and one little girl running out in a red dress. And we could have seen an unprecedented level of new world records being set if he only incorporated just a little bit of Jurassic Park into the sprinting events. Now, science. Well, sorry, non-science. A report out yesterday says global warming could cut deaths related to cold weather in winter. Apparently, if it's less cold, less people die of it being cold. They also added that less people would die of obesity if there was no food. Finally, a quick headline from the BBC. This is a genuine BBC headline. Agencies failed murdered baby. And they've got the word failed in inverted commas. I think we can pretty conclusively say that agencies charged with protecting the welfare of young children have failed when a baby has been murdered. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurfit, and goodbye.